Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 29th. Elon Musk says that Tesla's full self-driving is going to be out of beta in the coming version 12 update. While Musk claims that the full self-driving is in beta to emphasize the need for drivers to pay attention and be ready to take control at all times, many believe that it is also largely for legal reasons. Musk claims that Tesla should achieve full autonomy this year through improvements in the beta system, now stating on Twitter that it would be out in version 12. Over the years, Musk has often claimed that Tesla was on the verge of achieving full self-driving capability, so we're forced to take it with a grain of salt. Tesla's upcoming new refreshed Model 3 is rumored to feature CATL's new M3P LFP cells, which should result in longer range. A new report coming from Asia Tech Media called 36KR claims that they now know that it will feature the new battery cells. The publication claims that Tesla will use the new cell to create a 66 kilowatt hour pack. We reported last year that CATL was bringing the new M3P cell to volume production in 2023 for deliveries to customers. CATL has become one of Tesla's main battery manufacturers in recent years, especially for vehicles produced at Gigafactory Shanghai. And if you're curious, it's been very difficult for me not to say MP3 during this. Polestar announced today that it is officially adopting Tesla's NACS connector. Starting in 2025, new Polestar vehicles sold in North America will feature the NACS charge port as standard. Meanwhile, adapters are expected to roll out in mid-2024, to help existing Polestar drivers access the network. Now, this isn't terribly surprising, as Volvo, a company under the same umbrella, just made the same announcement yesterday. Verge Motorcycles, a Finnish electric motorcycle maker that is expected to begin selling in the U.S., has announced its intention to utilize the Tesla NACS charging network. As it stands, no electric motorcycle manufacturer has announced intentions to adopt the connector, or at least until now. CCS-capable motorcycles have been around for some time, but that very well could be a thing of the past. Volkswagen has confirmed that it is in talks with Tesla to adopt the NACS connector for electric vehicles in North America. They join the ranks of Hyundai and Stellantis, two companies who are also riding the fence. A spokesperson for Volkswagen shared in an email, quote, "Volkswagen Group and its brands are currently evaluating the implementation of the Tesla North American charging standard for its North American customers." Now, the inclusion of the word brands implies that they are also considering it for Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche, which may adopt the plug simultaneously. Electrify America, which was founded by Volkswagen, has announced the adoption of NACS. The public charger company is being joined by Blink Chargers as well. Both Electrify America and Blink say that their chargers will continue to feature existing CCS1 connectors. They're just adding NACS as well. Electrify America is aiming to offer NACS connector options at existing and future DC fast charging stations by 2025. Now, with more than 850 charging stations and about 4,000 individual chargers, they're going to be very busy. Blink says that it will begin to produce NACS DC fast chargers by October of 2023, and they're going to offer NACS connectors on their Level 2 chargers, but unlike Electrify America, Blink does not indicate that it will add NACS connectors to existing chargers. Hyundai Motor Group is already eyeing its second North American EV assembly plant, while its first is under construction. According to Hyundai Auto Canada CEO Don Romano, he says, quote, "Canada's going to be a part of that conversation." Now, Romano claims that Hyundai has had several conversations with the Canadian government regarding a potential deal. Hyundai revealed plans to become a top three global EV producer, aiming to reach 2 million annual EV sales by 2030. With ambitions to become that EV market leader, an assembly plant in Canada makes a lot of sense. General Motors' GM Defense Division has unveiled a new military electric vehicle based on the GMC Hummer EV. So that vehicle program has gone full circle, from a military Humvee to the Hummer EV, and now to a military Hummer EV. GM Defense unveiled the new concept at the Marine Military Expo in Washington, D.C. this week. GM writes on their site, quote, "The U.S. Army selected GM Defense to provide the GMC Hummer EV pickup for analysis and demonstration to help support the Army's reduced reliance on fossil fuels in operations and garrison environments." In today's community comment found on YouTube, Sanjay Raval 3165 says, "Mikey, I look forward to your YouTube videos daily. Very informative and fun-filled. Thanks for your efforts." Well, thank you very much, Sanjay. Quick Charge not only keeps you up to date, but also me. I enjoy keeping up to date on the latest EV news, and this burgeoning industry is filled with exciting developments on a regular basis. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day.